we say that the truth of it is you've been afraid of your feelings. The industrial age pushed you into your minds, necessary for the Atlantean purpose, and now the Lemurian purpose, which is the heart of the matter, which is the heart of the mother, which is the heart of the heavens, which is the heart, the rhythm, the breath, the emotion, the water, the fire, the air, the earth, comes upon you, so you will stop overanalyzing why and start asking to serve. And then feeling, not just listening. It matters not how you express this on this planet, because the truth is, and this is the bare bones truth, your planet is part of the whole. It is another level of reality. What you learn here, what you express here, what you live here is equal to the same thing as if you were in heaven. Meaning, if you were in heaven, we would not kick you out for some of the things that you have thought, let alone done. Because there can be no disengagement. Now, you can then, though, insert actions, cause and effect, where you are separated for a bit from the life after death to ruminate. It's not just thinking. See, we're making you smile because these things are all feeling slightly embarrassed. Who cares? It's the truth. Can you see your humanity is not unique just to yourselves? It is a very serious time on your planet. There is no doubt. Do not get us wrong. We stand with our staffs forward, our swords ready at the hilt, our prayers and our singing loud and clear. But we stand back to allow the maturing of human soul kind so that they can drive this ship with their clear thought, their clear sound, their clear heart, rooted and based in the value of the manifestation within the physical reality of paradise. So we would not throw you out. You're not getting thrown off this planet, but you're all making choices as a collective whether to stay. The struggle is the fear, and the fear is the prosperity. Will there be enough? If we take your money system out, which you might wind up doing, by the way, there's more than enough. How many of your markets throw food away daily? What is withheld on the physical level of food, water, and more so? What's withheld on the thought and emotional level? Many of you are into this. Be careful what you think. Think only good things. But that is a form of withhold. If you just thought everything, which, by the way, you all do, you cannot control your thoughts. It's almost utterly ridiculous, because what happens is when you heal the ancestral, the past life, and this lifetime sorrow, your thoughts don't go there. So the task is to admit you have a heart. Because this is the heart of the matter now on your planet, isn't it? It has been grave unconsciousness and betrayal to the whole. It has. And this is a natural given outcome. For every action, there is a fair and equal reaction. Blessed ones, we have spoken for 20 years of this inevitable having to hit the wall. Not so that you would be punished, but that so you could make good for the morphing and birthing of a whole new type of B. You've cried out for this, so the light has pushed it to the top. And now it's time for you to ask your questions, not to just us, but in your lives, connect to your own guidance systems and listen within. Look towards us as comrades, but not the ones that have all the answers. You are part of our family. And so the word family needs to be repaired, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And it matters not if you stay with your family or if you go back and say you're sorry or you accept the malfunction or you walk away. It's a matter that you have in your heart this sweet weeping of connection. For you will make your family where you make your family. And what we mean by that sweet weeping of connection is when a newborn looks at you, when they can finally see and hear well, and they smile, they do not know to hold back their joy because they have no remembrance yet of being hurt. Well, certainly have the wisdom over what has hurt, but not the resentment. For that holds you from the place of what you call freedom. And the highest freedom is the freedom from fear. And so therefore, we tell you it matters not whether it's political or environmental. This is about coming upward and then going deep, not just individually, but in circles, to heal the lineage and to come together, not just in mutual grief and fear, but in mutual intent. Self-centeredness will still ride for a bit. It's what your personality and ego knows. But if you hear anything from us today, hear this. We will never forsake you, so stop forsaking yourselves and each other. You want heaven on earth, and turn not your face away, even those of such dogmatic position that they will be taken from earth. Pray for the light and the dark, for the here and the now, the past, and the future, and have a sense of joy amongst this imaginary and unimaginary clearing that is happening for each of you. We're asking for a large task because you're all individually being so purged. And yet at the same time, we're asking you to raise your eyes up, don't hold your breath, let that pain in your heart move its way through as you look in another's eyes and say, hello, my name is. On this note, because we have such a limited time, we will take but a question or two.
Can I ask a question? Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shasta. My question is, am I protected or do I need to do anything more to protect myself? Because I've been trying to put light on me and it's been times that I felt like something.
All right,
I could
stop talking for a minute. Wait, our blessed friend, don't talk. Ask the specific question. That's not the real question. What is the real question?
Okay, the real question is, am I protected against entities or low vibration to enter me or want to bother me? Am I protected?
Yes, you are protected. You have always been so. But because of your ethnic background, because of some fear as a child, because you saw spirit early on, it has mishandled itself and turned to something else. It is not an issue of protection here. It's an issue of clearing. Clearing of the throat, clearing of the mind, and the cleansing of the spinal column. Also, you are not to work with other beings who are at a a frequency of consciousness, you're not to pull them and bring them up. You need to work with others who are, we don't know how to put this in words because we want to judge no one, who have a frequency that is of true movement. Do not try to convince anyone that they must go forward. In addition to this, you need your own cleansing and you need to do your spiritual practice and your meditations every day to keep your mind moving to that opening of the gold light. In addition to that, you do need a clearing because there has been a family ill will put on. It's in the back of your neck, in the back of your spinal column, and it rides through Father's lineage. Just get a cleansing. That's what we're trying to say to you. And then get your foot off the brake and start doing your beautiful artwork and what you've come here to do for the people. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
And may God bless you always. May you know God blesses you always. And God is just a word. It's much larger than that, much more infinite, and it really does not have this limited thought process to it. We have this elder here, the center of decor, that is just in her zone. Welcome, Blessed One. We love you very much and good work. Who else?
I have a question.
Yes.
During meditation, how do I collect parts of myself without getting sucked into the ethers?
Well, first of all, why don't you give yourself permission to go to the ethers before you try to collect parts of yourself? Have a little bit of enjoyment to begin with, and then do what you think is the hard work.
Okay.
You understand what we're saying? Go play, dear one, first.
Okay.
And then come back. Just open up to it and say, okay, well, we have another task, but don't say this hard work. Just, you know, would you call a dog to yourself by going, come here?
No.
You would say what? Ooh, goochie, goochie. Come here, boo, 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 right?
Yes.
That's how you need to call those parts. You know, we just look very foolish. Don't judge the channel for that. But we're trying to make a statement to you.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Do this with that childlike wonder, not the fear that you won't get to where you need to be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Anyone else? Who else? Nancy, are you sure you don't have something to speak to us about? Thank you.
Can I ask if
Let's wait till we see if someone else would like first.
Okay.
Because all your questions touch each other. You know, again, there's no limit to this. What's that?
I'd like to ask a question, if that's okay.
1 minute. We think we have someone else, but she's
okay, sure.
A little frozen here. Isn't that funny? There we go. And the only reason, Nancy, do you have something you would like to say? Yes, the wonders of technologies. Shall we give you a blessing, Nancy?
Yeah, my internet is a little wonky.
It's your energy too. You know, you have such a powerhouse over here, Miss Nancy. Such a powerhouse. Of course, your internet would go, what?
What?
So, The blessing to you, beloved one, is may you know the thankfulness of the universe and the four-legged ones to you. May you understand the goodness of your birth and your living experience. May you rest for a bit before your assignment of moving to the higher teaching begins. Amen.
Amen.
And on that note, we profoundly have to disengage. The good news is, and Julia, we would kiss the screen if we could lean in that far. Just know we kissed you. So, the good news is this has been recorded. We asked the channel to record this. We'll see how to get it to you. That's day-to-day living, not ours. We will welcome then the next teacher on, and we believe who is that?
That is me.
Very good. Yeah. So we then lead with this, and look at the synchronicity. We let the channel come back, but we started with the prayer of the angels to come. We have come, not that all of us are angels, and now we open to an angel who will continue to walk with you about the softness of light. We are Isaiah in the group. We love each of you, always and forever. Amen.